Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It is Sabres Live, and Marty, I must admit, I didn't guess which song you voted for during the commercial break.
You did not. Okay.
You want to tell us?
So,
I mean, you don't have to. You can just encourage people to get to the website and make your
own decisions. That's what I would say. Go in, listen to the songs. It's well done. It's with the go horn and then the crowd cheering, and then the song kicks in, so you can listen to all of them. Today, I really felt like Swords of a Thousand Men. Like, that's what I felt like. So that's what I voted for. So that's my goal song for today. But tomorrow, I may get up and listen to all of them again and think, I like something different. But that's my one vote for today.
Sabres.com/goal song. Vote now. QR code on the screen. We'll leave it up there for just a few seconds longer as I stall. So you can grab your device. 3, 2, 1.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. 4-0 win last night. Buffalo and Columbus.
Yes.
Tonight, same two. It's here at KeyBank Center.
Yes.
What? We have not discussed this. What are you intrigued by, or who? Could be either. Intrigued by the most in this matchup tonight with a different lineup for Buffalo.
Benson, Norris, Thompson.
Yes.
And so we did not discuss this. I think that's the easy answer. My second answer would have been Rasmus Dahlin, just because I want to see how he feels. Look, there's been a really, really challenging summer. And last week's letter on Friday about Carolina with the heart transplant, I think that's a lot. That's a lot for anybody to deal with. Imagine, like, trying to get ready for a hockey season. You're the captain of the team. So Dahlin is one that I'll keep close eyes on, seeing how he is on the ice and how he feels. But, again, Saturday, when the Sabres had their scrimmage, I paid attention to Thompson, Norris, and Benson. And I love Zach Benson's tenacity. I love how hard he is on pucks, how he gets to the corners, how he plays. I just didn't see the chemistry with Norris and Thompson. Like, when Benson was getting in, making plays, trying to get, you know, the forecheck going, and then he would get the puck, I feel like that next step, being able to facilitate Norris and Thompson to get opportunities or whatever, wasn't really there. It's a scrimmage. I get it. But that's what I want to see, because I felt like, okay, Quinn, Kulik, and Doan had some of that chemistry, right? And that was good. And you're talking about your top six. Tuck is going to come back. My first thought was always like, man, would if Kulik and Quinn and Doan look good, would you insert Tuck with Norris and Thompson somehow, maybe play Tuck on the left side and move Benson more to the bottom six? Like, that's where my mind went this weekend. So I'm going to be zeroing in on Benson, Norris, and Thompson, because I want to see if this is going to work as a top line. Duffer, you were celebrating when I said that. I think you probably have your own reasons for it, but that's why I'm looking at them.
Yeah, I mean, I just give me Josh Norris every night, and that's all I'm asking for this year. So I don't care whether it's preseason, regular. I just want to see Norris, and I want to see him play. I want to see him feel confident. I want to see him, whether it ends up being with tonight's line mates as expected, Benson and Thompson, or whether it's another spot in the lineup. I just wish Josh nothing but the best here, and really hope that he gets off to the start that he knows he's capable of at this level. And then what that impact is, you know, will remain to be seen. And by the way, as always, we probably don't say it often enough, but like, hit us up on social at Sabres Live. I mean, this is, we're always observing, reacting to situations throughout the course of a year. But I feel like this is the time where people's interest gets ramped back up again. And we don't want to sit here belaboring the same points. If you're really curious about something else and see potential in chemistry between others that you would love to see tried, like, get in front of it, warn us about it now. And then if it comes to light later in the preseason or regular season, you're the one that looks like the genius. So hit us up at Sabres Live and we'll, you know, do our best to, you know, try to address them as we go here. I mean, I think what's also nice and interesting tonight, based on him closing out the scoring last night, is Hellenius getting a look with Zucker and McLeod. I mean, you should get, I don't care what anybody else thinks about preseason play. You know this, Marty, as a player, you should be excited when these looks roll around.
I was excited for Hellenius, and I know it was a late period goal, third period goal, the one after the empty net, but it's the way that he scored it and the confidence as to which he came in from the right side on a right-hand shot and toe dragged and released that. And it was beautiful to watch. I didn't think that Hellenius had a really good prospect challenge. I thought it got a little bit better and he got involved more physically in the game as a, you know, game one, game two were going on. But Lindy Ruff talked about the battle that he puts into his game and what is good to see, but he does have the talent. And again, it's a 19-year-old kid here. Let's remember, he was the youngest player in the AHL last year, and he's, you know, only going to get better. But the confidence that I saw out of him last night was good. That's an opportunity for Konstantinos to play with Zucker and McLeod. That is going to be a big test, and I'm excited to see that for him and for Zucker and McLeod as well, to play with a guy that has a skill set like Hellenius. I think it's going to be good. Quickly, though, going back to Norris, and if we were in a boardroom, right, with assistant coaches, player development, scouts, whatever, and we know that Josh Norris is a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Center. But we also know that we need a top line that you can say that top line, I can play it against anybody's top line. Mm-hmm. I can go out and I know they're going to be good. I know they're going to be productive. And if, and I don't want to jump too far ahead, but if Benson, Norris, and Thompson are not that top line, right? And they're not that, it doesn't work in preseason. And, you know, I have doubts, but I want to give him a chance. Like, Norris is a left-handed shot. Could you see Norris go to the left with Thompson in the middle and Tuck on the right just for a short term, just for like the first few weeks of the season to say, let's establish ourselves as, you know, we have our best players on our top line. And I know Norris wants to play center. And Tage has said, look, I like it in the middle. And he's been moved to the wing. But I think Lindy Ruff won't hesitate if that connection, that chemistry isn't there with Benson, Norris, and Thompson to say, okay, let's slide and Tuck. Let's move Tage to the middle, Norris to the left wing, and let's see what happens there.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that trio being together just for the sake
either,
of balance.
I can't either, but I got to put it out there.
No, I mean, as we know, anything is possible. Jonathan was concerned just about if Luukkonen isn't ready for the start of the season. if he's not ready for the season, he's going on IR in the short term, right? Like they're not going to run.
IR is only 10 days. Like it's 3 games, 10 days. It's fine. It's like a week and a half of the season.
Right. But his point was the concern of carrying three goalies and the risk of having to, you know, send somebody else down if you weren't like super planning to risk Kozak, let's say, on waivers. I don't see a scenario where they have, look, Levi can go down. Now, yes. I guess I shouldn't even say this. I mean, if Levi is all world here and they believe he's better than Lyon and Georgiev, then so what if he's doesn't have to clear waivers? Reward the player that earns the spot, right?
The line that Lindy Ruff used is, Devin is going to tell us when he's ready to play in the NHL.
No, that was Kevin Adams that said
right?
that.
Was it Kevin? I think Lindy's maybe repeated it, though, but I remember that was Kevin. You're right. It's not like, hey, I'm ready to play. Like, I'm telling you I'm ready to play. It's your play, right? Your play on the ice. And I think that goes with everybody. That's the thing. I don't think that's just singling out Devin Levi. Did well in the third period yesterday. Awesome. Looks like he's going to play the third period again tonight. Like, I would assume Lyon's going to start the first two. Mm-hmm. Devin goes in the third. Okay, continue that. But I think that Radim Mertka is going to tell the Sabres when he's ready to play in the NHL. I think Konstantin Alanis is going to tell the Sabres when he's ready to play in the NHL. That's what it comes down to.
Okay, so Mertka is interesting because it's unique. He's got the 9-game window. Mm-hmm. You know, but it still counts as a roster spot.
Yes. You already have penciled in 8 defensemen maybe on the roster.
Maybe. That's why I said that the 14 with hesitation about forwards earlier, because maybe they go 14-7 because they don't want to risk losing one of the forwards.
Yeah.
And this is where you constantly have to go, okay, well, do we risk Jones? Do we risk Bryson? Do we give Mertka the 9 games? Like, these are all real things. So, and if it
teams
gets
are going to be flooding the wire at the end of camp. So then it's like, hey, maybe we have a chance to let it slide here, because every team is going to be stuck in the same scenario that the Sabres are in.
Yes, but no two situations are identical.
That's
true. And if you're looking at it from the crease standpoint, and if Levi looked better and you felt better about him being on the opening night roster, which goaltender do you think would be more likely to see the waiver wire? Georgiev or Lyon? And who would have the higher probability of being claimed?
This makes no sense. No sense at all, okay, in my head. Because I said it on the show last week that I think that if UPL is not ready, that Georgiev would probably be my opening night starter. Because he was the number one goalie a year ago, and he had, you know, was leading the league in wins with Colorado and all of it. But Lyon fits better as a backup to Luukkonen because he's a veteran that has been there, that knows the role. So if Devin Levi somehow comes in and lights it up and is opening night starter, then I think it's Georgiev that would be put on waivers, so you don't have three goalies. I think teams would be more intrigued to say Lyon as a security guy, as a backup guy, as an experienced guy, than Georgiev. That's why Georgiev wasn't signed until very late. And Lyon was the first day guy, boom, you're signing him. So it doesn't make sense that the guy that I would have as my opening night starter would probably be the first one that I would put on waivers. But that's really how I see the whole scenario, the multiple scenarios playing out.
All right. I know you got to run a little earlier than usual. We actually still have lots to get to in the final segment. So, I don't know if I'll probably won't see you at the rink tonight, but
see me tonight. I'll see you on this show tomorrow.
All right. There's Marty. We'll talk about just how you can see the game tonight, because it's home right here at KeyBank Center, and we want to see you in the building, but there are alternative ways. That's next on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.